50 years ago today, Wednesday, August 20th, Americans got the first glimpse of a document called the Kinsey Report on Sexual Behavior in the Human Female. And as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, many people believe that American life has not been the same since.
To understand just how groundbreaking the Kinsey Report on Sexual Behavior in the Human Female was, it's important to know that before 1953, people rarely talked about sex, especially to women. Alice Binkley remembers going to a doctor before her marriage for advice.
I thought he'd tell me something, but he didn't tell me anything. He said, well, now, you have your husband-to-be. Have him come in, and I'll talk to him.
That's why in 1938, Binkley signed up for a course on marriage at the University of Indiana given by Dr. Alfred Kinsey. Kinsey had trouble answering his students' questions, and in a 1956 TV interview, he says that's what sparked his interest in studying human sexual behavior.
I went to the scientific data in psychology and biology and medicine, and I discovered that there is practically nothing known about human sexual behavior in comparison with what we knew about the sexual behavior of other animals and in comparison with what we knew about the activities of other parts of the human body.
For his first study, released in 1948, Kinsey interviewed more than 5,000 men. Among its controversial findings was that more than 10% had had a homosexual experience. But it was the second report on women, released in 1953, that shocked the public, says David Allen, author of a book on the history of the sexual revolution called Make Love, Not War. Among the report's revelations were that some 50% of the 6,000 women interviewed had engaged in sex before marriage.
And not only did half say they'd had sex before marriage, almost 25% said that they'd had an extramarital affair. And this flew in the face of conventional wisdom that women were too genteel to have sex before marriage or have extramarital affairs. And it was a direct challenge to the double standard.
And the reports began to creep into popular culture, into everything from TV to Broadway show tunes.
According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants, for romance is not, 'cause it's too darn hot.
The legal community took Kinsey seriously. In 1955, the American Law Institute, a major trade group for lawyers and judges, recommended relaxing local morality laws that prohibited everything from sodomy to extramarital sex, says Allen.
They said, well, it's ridiculous that we have these laws saying consenting adults can't do what they want to do in their own bedroom when we know from the Kinsey reports that people are doing it anyway.
The report on women also seemed to tap into something below the surface and set in motion a movement for change, says Jennifer Terry, an associate professor of women's studies at University of California at Irvine.
He, in claiming that it wasn't enough just to have quick heterosexual intercourse for women's satisfaction, really did speak to a reality a lot of women felt. And it became part of the, you know, movement of second wave feminism to talk about you deserve more than sex on top, get it over with quick.
Terry says Kinsey set the stage for books such as Helen Gurley Brown's Sex and the Single Girl and Sheer Heights' more populist report on female sexuality. Kinsey also opened the door to more frank public discussion about sex.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you, Dr. Ruth.
Hello.
I'm 18 and I'm about to have sexual intercourse for the first time.
First of all, I do assume that you're going to have sexual intercourse with a person that you love very much.
Yes.
Sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer says Kinsey's research revealed that it wasn't just important to have sex in marriage, but good sex.
It also plays a part on something that in the Jewish tradition is called peace in the home. Even the Orthodox can go to a sex therapist like myself because it is so important for their own happiness to have peace in the home.
Critics of Kinsey certainly agree that he is responsible for creating a more open climate about sexuality. When the report first came out, it was the age of McCarthyism, and many in America reacted with skepticism and venom. Conservatives called the 800-page scientific tome on women's sexuality a communist plot and an affront to American womanhood. Today, it still angers many. Janice Krauss with the Concerned Women for America calls Kinsey's study misguided. She believes his reports have contributed to everything from increased rates of sexually transmitted diseases to a high divorce rate.
He led a whole generation and subsequent generations to believe that everybody else was enjoying illicit sex and that ordinary people could not have fulfilling and challenging and exciting sexual lives.
Modern researchers acknowledge that Kinsey's research methods were somewhat flawed by today's standards, but he still set a benchmark, says Dr. Leonore Tiefer, a professor of psychiatry at New York University Medical School.
The quality of intellectual effort as well as elbow grease that went into that book really set a high standard that subsequent researchers and theorists have had to live up to. So I think he gets a lot of credit for that.
Looking back on the way the world has changed since Kinsey released his report 50 years ago, his former student, Alice Binkley, has mixed feelings.
In some ways, we've had a lot more wholesome outlook on sex, and in other ways, people have gone overboard. But I don't think that Kinsey, he didn't want to make sex just a plaything. I think he was very serious about making it a part of the family life.
Just who Kinsey was and what he intended is likely to become a source of public discussion again next year. United Artists is scheduled to release a film about his life starring actor Liam Neeson. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montagne.
Brother, you fight my baby tonight, because it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man, you know, much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squab, a marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not. 'Cause it's too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn hot!